KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
That's all we get.
Well, good morning.
That's all we get for an opener. It's a beautiful morning. It was a 69-mile-an-hour drive to town.
Yeah, they really hit this. This storm we got today, I barely noticed it.
I'm wondering where that 4 inches of snow was they were predicting yesterday morning. You know, talk about predictions. You think they'd get a little closer? Who do they need help from?
You know who they need help from? The bookies in Las Vegas. They never miss a point spread, ever. Hey. Put a little money on it, they'd get every weather forecast hammered perfectly.
Yes. I mean, because they're always getting money on both sides, so they get the juice.
Oh, yeah.
Forecasters should get in, run down there for their training, and then come back to South Dakota.
Well, they should just hire the bookies. Put it down to Caesar's Palace, have them forecast the weather. Put a spread on it, they'll never miss it.
Over or under. That's right. They'll get the money, and then everybody will get their own opinion that way.
That's perfect. Yep, I think so.
I don't know how it works down there, but I kind of heard. Oh, man. Yeah, one of them 69-mile, and I'm not going to say 70 because they'll pick you up at 70.
That's right. And you never drive that fast.
I very seldom, unless I get my mind twirling on something, you know?
Every time I have it, it's well documented by the Highway Patrol.
Actually, that guy's not living out here anymore, so he's kind of left some of us alone.
There you go.
That's what a divorce will do for you.
Yeah.
You got to move out.
It sent you down the road.
Oh, Christ. The fish are biting.
They're biting all over the place.
Pictures, good reports, people calling and... We've got great ice. You can get your shacks out there. We got lucky again on 4 inches of this blowing snow. Would not have been that good of a deal for getting on and off. And is fantastic.
How did you get a fishing report? Because everybody in eastern South Dakota was either on Clear Lake or Ponset. We don't have any idea what the rest of those lakes are doing.
Oh, my word. I heard 700 people on Ponset. I don't know how they estimate that, but... Probably more than that.
You could have jumped from shack to shack and crossed Clear Lake on Saturday.
That's opening up the rest of the lakes.
It is. Yep.
There is a good bite going on a lot of other lakes. I'd like to hear a Wabe report. We should have called Doug up there before we got on, and we should have it.
Robbie Meese has been up there, too.
We could call Robbie Meese. Yeah, there's always someone on those. Very nice perch on Wabe, but...
So what are you doing today?
I don't know. They had an NPAA concert, National Professional Anglers Association, and I know they had 425 pre-signed up. Let's get a little report. Head down to our friend from the Sioux Falls area, Eastern South Dakota. Yep. We can call him a South Dakotan.
That's right.
Are we going to get Brian, or are we going to get his wonderful wife on today?
If we have any luck at all, it's going to be his wife, but I'm guessing it's going to be Brian.
will he still talk after all that? Yeah, I think he's there.
Are you there, Brian?
I'm there. Sorry to disappoint you, but you got me today.
That's what I was afraid of.
We thought we made you silent. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Good morning.
She's on the road, so it's all me.
Where are you at today?
I'm in Sioux Falls, but the wife's on her way up to Brookings to SDSU, so you get me today.
South Dakota State University Jackrabbits, number 3 in the country.
In what?
Football.
Football, oh boy.
But it's over. But it's over. Now I guess the professionals take over. Brian, what can we gather from all the festivities in Wisconsin Dells area you were? What really came out as some of the highlights of that couple days out there?
You know, I've been to a lot of these conferences, and this one is by far, you know, one of the best ones I've seen. It's excellent keynote speakers. It's Kevin Van Dam. Everybody knows Kevin Van Dam, right? Big name in the bass world. Really gave a good talk about hard work. You know, and everybody's got their eye on you in the industry. So, you know, a good key point that came across everything, all the breakout sessions was, you know, be mindful of those fingers on your keypad and social media. You know, once it's there, it's there. So, you know, Al Linder, was probably one of the highlights for most people. He gave a very motivational, inspirational speech. The guy's passion just came alive on stage. was just amazing. Big emphasis on the industry, where it's going, kind of where it's been, and how he got to where he is. But really, the best part of the whole conference was seeing these 50 kids from these high school and college teams there that Bob Llewellyn was able to put together, like a scholarship program to bring in 50 young anglers, kind of in the 12 to 18 age range. So you had high school fishing teams, some collegiate teams there. Bob basically was able to get funds to the Worldwide Marine and some other sponsors to pay for these guys' registration, their hotel room. That was awesome. Seeing these kids, their eyes were huge. You got, the big names in the fishing industry, mainly in the walleye world up there. They're asking great questions. They were engaged. They weren't in the water park. They were in the seminars. So that was probably the most inspirational part to see that what the future's holding.
And they got to hear KVD.
They got to hear KVD. They got pictures taken with KVD. Him and Al were not hesitant one bit to stop and get a photo taken, answer any questions, and talk to these kids. And then Sunday morning, Al stuck around a little bit and spoke to these kids in their own. They had a whole Sunday morning session just for these 50 kids, where a lot of the other anglers came in. Gary Parsons, Chase Parsons, Brett King, and these guys brought in their trophies that meant the most to them, and they kind of gave the stories and stuff behind that.
So 50 really scholarships, 50 high school anglers.
Wow.
From mostly this Minnesota, Wisconsin area received, these kids, there was 50 of them that received a scholarship to do this?
Yeah, they just had to get there. Bob said, he called me a month or so in advance, said, if you know anybody in this age group that's looking to, you didn't have to be part of one of these high school programs, you just had to be a kid that was looking, to make a move in this industry, that he will pay for their registration to the conference and their hotel room. Registration's $100-some alone, I believe. So, he kind of did it short notice. Bobby had been bringing a few kids each year. He really kind of blew up on them this year, so he got some sponsors involved, and the next year he continues just to grow off it. So Bob's been really, really good for the conference and the industry and all of us. So it was great. Great to see him do that.
Great. So, and what, there was something else that happened out there. Did they have an election for a board?
Yeah. There certainly was. Mark Quartz had termed out after his 6 years. They just put that actually in place, a term limit on the board members. So two open spots. Stephen Peach was up for re-election for vice president. Steve won that slot again, and then I was able to get nominated and elected to fill more court spots. So pretty honored to be nominated, and then especially to get elected. It's a good deal, and we're looking forward to doing some great things.
Well, congratulations. That is a good deal. That's a great organization, and that board has gotten very active in the last few years. So you got some hard work ahead of you, but good job.
Yeah, it's grown over, I think the numbers were over 33%. This last year alone, you've seen the attendance for the conference. It's the biggest it's ever been. It's about to outgrow the facility that it was in, which is the Dells, which is pretty huge. So we have to look at some new venues or maybe another year or so there. I haven't figured any of those details out yet, but it's moving in the right direction. It's just kind of getting this out of the upper Midwest and branching out, if possible, getting those crappie and those catfish and bass anglers involved to really, really grow this and grow the sport.
Is that the goal of the NPAA, is to get it multi-species?
Well, I mean, it always has been, to try to have that broad reach for being, the board, and just, it's originally based out of Pier, I believe, is where the articles have been filed. It's just always been that demographic because it's closer in proximity for everybody, and the network is those people. There's definitely some catfish guys there. We've had some crappie. Guys from the Crappie Kings and stuff over the last few years, and there's been a few bass guys coming in there. And these high school teams are all, most of them are bass fishing type stuff.
Yeah, so that's true. I knew it was always multi-species, but it's really attracted the walleye anglers since,
started. It's just kind of default by the geographic presence of it, but we'll look at it, see what it's going to take, and if that's even viable to get it to grow into the South or not. I think we'd all like to go south for a conference in the first week of January, but
that would be nice. How about the tulipy fishermen?
Yeah.
What do we got going on here, Lynn?
Lynn's
got a question.
We have to invite our Facebook Live listeners back in. Mr. Jurin Snafood, you got to be smarter than the phone.
Well, that gets you every week.
Or you. This time, you know what I did? Yesterday, I shared a Facebook message just with one person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was our crowd earlier this morning.
Well, it was nice of them to join us.
The setting stayed the same, so I don't know if we got it set right now. Hopefully we're rolling now. Thanks, Brian, for talking right through my snafu. But we are live on the radio here in Watertown, South Dakota, and it is going to be replayed at KS93 on Saturday morning. So, I mean, we do have a show going on. It's not all about Facebook.
That's right.
Yes, Ryan Sauter. Now we got things rolling. We've got Ryan Sauter, and we have Derek Wink, we're starting to join in.
We're getting people now.
See, and they're going to wonder what the heck I got this coat on for.
It's because you stole it. The tags are still on it.
Yeah. Boy, don't get that started.
you guys are getting the ice after this, I imagine, right?
I am hitting the ice after this.
We have how many inches of ice and not much snow on it, so this would be what they call a perfect year for ice fishing. Unless you're in that hole right next to Memorial Park on Kempiska.
What happened?
I don't know. I tried to get more information about that yesterday.
We had close to shore, not.
We had a truck and someone standing on the roof of his truck, and then Dive Rescue sent a machine out there, and that went through. So now they're rescuing three guys off the roofs of the vehicles. I don't know if they had an Argo or what out there. Anyway, that's just hearsay. We don't know if this is the truth yet.
Well, here's some truth. I know it wasn't me. Woohoo!
So I thought, you know, maybe I'd try out my new flotation coat this morning and see if I can. But it's starting to warm up in here. I was going to ask our Facebook friends after we got rolling here this morning to give me a review on what they thought of this Fraybill coat, this flotation Fraybill coat. But, you know, in the last 7 minutes, if there are a bunch of listeners that know or have tried out one of these Fraybill coats that's Coast Guard approved, I'll give this thing to Neil Jensen. I'll kind of explode the size just a little bit. I don't think he's going to fit in a large. And
I'll give this to him. I'll bring my clam ascent suit in next week.
What happens if you pull on that little red buoy there, Lynn?
Oh, actually, you know what those things are? You know, in our PDFs that we wear in the boat, we can pull those and blow them up ourselves. Actually, these are ice picks. Boom, boom.
Brian, if there was boom, anything on that coat boom, that would allow me to boom. Blow it up around his neck, I would have done that by now.
I'm starting to struggle. Anyway, I'm wearing it because I still have the tags because I don't know if I'm sold on this deal yet, but I'm starting to come around. One of my friends, I go, hey, you ever tried one of these flotation coats on? Yeah, you can't hardly move in it. Wait. I have to argue that so far.
If you want to try that thing out, let me go home and get my chainsaw. We'll throw you in Kempiska, see what you do.
call the dive rescue right now. Anyway, so.
Brian, in the last few minutes, I got on your website, and you've got something going on called Habitat 605. Would you care to explain that to everyone quick?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, the wife's a multi-talented gal, not only a photographer, but a great writer. And she had this wonderful idea of sharing some of our outdoor experiences with, viewers and followers along out there. Between her and I and our social media stuff and websites, you're always getting a lot of questions of how do you manage, you know, a family and two high-energy, short-haired dogs and young kids and travel and go places and do all this outdoor, fun stuff. So instead of just answering those questions one at a time, today let's create this blog, kind of focus Habitat, the lifestyle here is where we live, South Dakota, and all the great things to do out in South Dakota and surrounding states, you know, in the outdoors, and, you know, whether it's how to cook your venison, deer hunt trip, how to get the kids fishing, awesome state, you know, on private or public lands to hike and hunt and fish on. So kind of educate, motivate, and inspire those others to get outside and get outdoors and just enjoy it. It's all out there, and there's nothing to be intimidated by for a lot of the first-timers.
Yeah, and you can go out to habitat605.com and see that. You know what's really amazing? She's a great photographer. She's a great writer, and she evidently must have poor eyesight.
How'd she pick her guys?
I don't know. I've never figured it out. Good for Brian.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's get Lee Schoenbeck on the ice there, CBH. Charlie Hoffman from Eureka chiming in a little bit this morning. Good morning to you, Charlie. Good morning, Candy. Good morning, Bruce Carter. Are you still out in that Rapid City area? We got a good crowd listening in on Facebook and live here on radio.
Brian Bashore, the new board of directors for the National Professional Anglers Association.
On the board. Brian, was there only one election, or was there someone reelected? Did he have a cowboy hat on?
Yes, there was. Well, Steve and Peach was – so there was four names on the ballot, two open spots, and Steve and I were elected. Steve was reelected as the reelected onto the board. The board here in the next few weeks will be electing the officer position. So, Steve's on there serving his second term for another 3 years.
So did they actually have his name in there, or just an icon of a big black cowboy hat?
Just a big cowboy.
We're fortunate we get to have Steve on quite often. It's a good time.
Yeah, we just
got to get up to Grand Rapids and see him someday. Brian, you want to go with?
You bet.
Oh, that would be fun to see him.
We could probably use our help this morning moving some snow up there. So.
Yeah, we could probably hop in that maintainer some morning and run his camera for him and show everybody how the real world works.
That's right.
I don't know that yet. Well, so Brian, NPAA conference was fantastic. Did they end up getting their 425? Really a ton of excitement coming out of there.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it was quite that many. It was around at least 400. I think they capped the registration a little bit less than that. But if you've been there before, you know, on Saturday night we had the Future Angler Foundation banquet fundraiser. And that was a good 400-person crowd. And that was awesome. We raised a record amount of revenue to go towards that, and hitting right around 25,000 this year, so up about 40% from last year. Yamaha, Skeeter Boats, sponsored that. We had a lot of the J.J. Keller Foundation and the Family Fund donated some good grant money. So really solid foundation moving forward there. Got a lot of money to do a lot of things with, so you'll see a lot more of the youth fishing clinics coming on this next year. Those don't just get the kids out. They're getting the parents out with them, so that's the pretty crucial part with that.
Thanks
to
the Future Angler Foundation. That's who financed our youth fishing clinic here at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh.
They provided all the rods and reels for it.
Yeah, this organization, it isn't a bunch of guys going there and fighting for 2 days. This thing's really, really changed the last few years. Pat and I largely responsible for it. And, of course, Pat doesn't do it alone. Guys like Brian Bashore, Stephen Peach.
They work hard.
Ton of talent brought into one area to keep the world of professional fishing alive.
And you know what? Those are all big competitors there, and they get along great during the day. But the poker game at night's a little bit different story. Can't get all the way away from competition.
Tournament day can be a different story, too.
That's right.
Any talk about the tournament world, Brian?
It's looking healthy again. So they have they go over to MWC, they go over NWT and the AIM circuit. So AIM announced where it's going to hold its championships. I wasn't in the room for that. I can't recall. But just growth and from the word from early registration, which most of us start taking registration the 1st of January, we're all already expected to see some record numbers coming this year. So
yeah,
economy is good. People are fishing. They're buying boats. They're getting out there. Sponsors are doing up some more money to make the pots a little sweeter, which in turn gets more people on the water. We all win. So it's looking very promising.
Good.
MWC's in Platte this year.
MWC's in Platte on Lake or on
Francis Case.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be a good turning.
Fishing that, I think we'll see a good number of boats there.
Good. Thank you a bunch to Brian Bashore. Thank you a bunch to our listeners for chiming in. Thank you to Lynn for screwing up the Facebook Live and sharing it with his one friend from Sioux City this morning.
Well, I'm glad to know you have a friend. That's good.
And we will we'll be live next week again. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Brian.
For another week of On the Water, in the Air. We're going to send this baby over to Randy Grimes.